That's why you have an interministerial committee. A significant part of the world's oil supply has been affected. Gas supply has been affected. It's not clear when that situation will change. And even if the war stops very soon, doesn't mean supply disruptions will go away. So you have supply disruptions. And as a result, you also have price increases. If you look at it, fuel products, prices will be impacted. And one obvious area related will be food. Because, you know, we import everything. Fertilizer prices have to go up. And the cost of bringing those food products, transportation to Singapore, that will go up. It will have an impact. So, you know, the Home Front Prices Ministerial Committee, HCMC, has been stood up. It has been stood up for a few weeks. Meetings have been held for some time now. HCMC itself comprises various ministers. DPM Gan is the advisor. I chair it. And a number of ministries, relevant ministries, are in there. MSE because of food, MTI obviously because of fuel and power and electricity, Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Defence, of course Home Affairs, you know, security issues are also relevant. So a number of ministries. It's a serious situation all around the world. You've seen in many parts of the world, many countries have taken measures to cut back on use of electricity, use of fuel. We haven't taken those measures yet, and we will explain how we approach it.
What are some of the broad strokes that the Ministerial Committee is looking at?
I mentioned, for example, the supply shock. You have cut back on supplies because of the Middle East. The Straits of Hormuz is substantially blocked. I mentioned the price, inevitable price rises. And it's not just on fuel, but on related products. Food is an obvious example, but there will be other implications too. And then there are diplomatic issues, our relationships with countries, bilateral as well as multilateral, security issues, number of different issues. That's why you have an interministerial committee.